You know, we feel comfortable with TJ, you know, snapping the ball. And he obviously knows all the calls and everything to make. You know, it definitely makes a difference in how you rotate guys in and out. But, you know, at the center position, I didn't really, you know, notice a difference.
So nothing changes for you if you've been preparing like you're going to be the starter all week, huh?
I mean, it changed because I took so many reps, you know, throughout the week. And I feel, you know, got to feel comfortable, got to kind of get in a rhythm, you know, with our offense, kind of get in tune with everybody. But my preparation now is all studying now and just kind of finalizing the mental game and, you know, what we want to do. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
This organization really doesn't deal with extended losing streaks. I mean, you've been here before. How do you guys dig your way out?
We go out and execute. We go out and play like we're capable of playing. That's all we do. We don't go out and try to, you know, make something happen. We don't go and try to press and, you know, be something we're not. We go out there and execute, and if we play our best, then it should be good enough.
So how do you put that Detroit game in the rearview mirror when they take the field on Sunday?
It's easy. Just don't think about it. Just forget about it.
Mike said that the focus and the energy level has been a lot better this week because of the 10-day layoff. Do you sense that the team is more energized, more focused in the home stretch?
Yeah, it was a long stretch, you know, for the season. I don't even remember how many weeks it was, but, you know, I felt like everybody's kind of recharged their batteries a little bit and kind of got their legs under them a little bit more. And, you know, I've, you know, just watching practice, you know, I've only been here a few weeks, but, you know, this week of practice has felt real crisp.
Is it frustrating to see, you know, 8 men in the box, 9 men in the box play after play?
Frustrating? No. I mean, it, you know, it should be a quarterback stream. But, you know, obviously last week we didn't execute, but that's over with. And we need to get it done and play like the Green Bay Packers.
So, I mean, is it, you know, the quarterback stream here? Because Atlanta, watched the last couple of games, you can kind of expect they're going to give you a heavy dose of the same kind of looks.
Yeah, they're going to give us a lot of looks. You know, we're expecting a lot of different looks. They're going to try to mentally confuse us, our protection rules and things like that. But, you know, we just have to execute. You know, we got to get open. I got to make throws. And, you know, we need to take advantage of some if we get hard boxes.
Did the missed throws at all from the last couple of games, they didn't stick with you or you guys move on?
There's always plays that stick with you. You know, I've forgotten about most of it. You know, you go back and look at some things and, you know, little things mentally you did wrong, but the execution, you know, it's, we know we're better than that, you know, in a passing game, you know, as a whole. So forget about that, go on and cut it loose this Sunday.
You know Aaron better than any of us. Mm. How's he kind of handled the waiting game and not knowing?
Mm. You know, he's always handled adversity well, you know, whether it was my rookie year or whether it's dealing with injury or whatever it is. He's always handled adversity, you know, very well and, you know, the best I've ever seen. So he really doesn't let it show to anybody else, but, you know, he's frustrated and know he wants to get out there. And, you know, this is his team, and for him not to be out there is really hard on him. And but, you know, he doesn't let it show. He's been great, you know, trying to, you know, get me ready and, you know, just try to, you know, pass on tips or, you know, as he always did when I was here for 4 years. So he's been a great, you know, great asset for us.